Krishna in his 8 incarnations come to this earth,
meaning to give something,
donation.
Only
begin some type of bhakti. But that day has written all kinds of epics. He has divided Vedas into 4. And he was not happy. He has written 18 Purans. He has written Mahabharata. He has written Gita in Mahabharata. He has done what? 54 kinds of Purans. 18 Mukha Purans, prominent. And then Shaka. And then Upashaka. He has done Vedanta Sutra. If anyone that don't know Vedanta Sutra, meaning they are not accepted as Acharya. There are so many Acharya, like Shankar, Madhvacharya, Ramanu, Vishnu, Swami, Nirmati, Bhagavacharya, Jiva Goswami, there are so many, but also Bhagavad Gita, they are called Acharya. Those who are so learned and experienced in Vedanta Sutra. What is Vedanta? The sum and substance of all Upanishads. What are Upanishads? Upanishads are called because they can take us to near to Krishna. Up, nikat.
Nikat,
near. And nishat?
Up,
nishat. Nishat means to sit,
to give place.
How can we be nearer to Krishna, to Supreme God, Personality of God, by learning the teachings of Upanishad? But ordinary person can
not
take essence. It is very hard.
Very, very hard.
Because we will see that some things are each other contradictory. And where he has written that Krishna has no root, no attributes, no shakti, no potency, no shape, no quality, nothing. And sometimes he has written that another chapter that he has potency, he has power, he has attributes, he has so many qualities, he has faith. To reconcile this is very hard for him. General person. So Srimad Bhagavatam wrote at last Srimad Bhagavatam.
But no confusion,
no contradictory between them.
There are persons in so many classes.
First class, second class. So, for inferior, there are Satrans. More better, more advanced, Gita.
More advanced, Vedanta Sutra.
More advanced, then Srimad Bhagavatam.
In Srimad Bhagavatam, you see,
Krishna is himself,
Supreme Personality of Godhead.
His power, Supreme Power, he has Supreme Power,
Personality also, qualities also, everything, and that is Srimati Radhika. Potency of Krishna is Srimati Radhika. Without potency he cannot do anything. Without faith, he cannot be seen. If Brahma cannot have any faith, then he is not Brahma. If he has no power, he has no quality, He has no mati, then he, how will he be? Brahma?
At last, Krishna.
So in Srimad Bhagavatam it has been told that Dasa had written everything, but he was unsatisfied. One day that Sukadeva Goswami's mouth came and told, how you are?
Not
happy?
You have written so many things. You have divided Vedas into four. You have compiled Vedanta books in 500 and more than 50 shlokas. 550. So you were given. I thought that in your form.
But we are saying,
I am saying that you are not happy. Aap happy prasanna nahi hai, Vedo Shastra ko li karke bhi, Samat Prasad ko li karke bhi aap dukhi kyon hai?
But you are unhappy.
Because that is the fact, I don't know.
Those are
ill persons having some robes, they don't know what is the robe. Only Vaidya or good doctors can see that what is that robe. So you are my doctor, my guru. Guru is bona fide doctor.
Bina guru ke hum log bhagwan ko nahi pa sakte hain. Ye dhruva satya hai. Bin guru bhavan bhi tare na kon jo dilan ke sang karta ho.
Go to expert. Sat vidhi paripatena pariprasnena upadesham cite jnanam jnanena tattva darshinah.
Those who are realizing souls,
those who are liberated and who have realization that what is Krishna, what is God, what is Paramatma, what is Bhakti, what is Dvaita, what is Maya, illusory Maya, go to them. They have no attachment with this world. They have no koi yakti kamna.
Material desire.
They have no material. No gratification, sense gratification they have. Always thinking in the ocean of prem of Krishna. Krishna ke prem mein jo dushti laga rahe hain, parango mein jo dub rahe hain us samay. Not in challenging mood.
That you know or not. Be it in.
Hmm? Start making. And go to it. And those prana, dandva prana. What is the meaning of dandva prana? I want to listen to you. I have given my ego that I am so wise. I am learned and everything. Take your heart empty, pure, very simple. Dandat means this. Namaskar, pranam, giving up all kinds of ego, worldly ego. And to surrender, like Arjuna, he was surrendered so sad, slowly, understood what Krishna wanted to teach him. Otherwise, Duryodhana was there, and all his attendants were there, Karna, Dushasana and all, they could not realize what is Gita. But Arjuna knew. So we should be so submissive first. If you are not submissive, he will not give any knowledge to you. Though heart submissive, your heart is very simple, then he. So go and tell him that if I am qualified to hear your classes, your teachings, then you can tell us.
यदि मैं आपकी कथाओं को सुनने जब हूँ तो कृपा करके हमें बताया जाए.
इस रूप में कहे चैलेंज मुझ के पास मत जाओ, जो तुम हमारा बराबर जानता है कि नहीं. Now please check. Pariprasnena sevaya, the enfolding hand in a submissive way, in a very straight, long way, merciful. You should answer my question. Who am I? Who is Krishna, the speaker of Gita? Who is Krishna, the son of Nanda and Yashoda? What is this place here in this world? What are the teachings of Krishna? Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? All this living this Vachan with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is he? Who am I? This is concept of Jnana. So if you go to them and try to their lot of faith, and I will tell him that I will follow what you will tell. What is Gita? What is Srimad Bhagavatam? In Srimad Bhagavatam, Parikshita Maharaj has done so many questions. And Sukadeva Goswami has answered. Again some question, again he is telling. Again question, again. So all are question and answer. In Gita we see Arjuna is questioning and Krishna is answering. So everything, in Upanishad also like this. So we should go very humbly, give him pranam and then question something. Please, if I am qualified, you can tell. Then he will judge and see whether he is qualified to hear all these things or not. Once, Indra and Virochan. Who is Virochan? The father of Bali Maharaj and son of Prahlad Maharaj. At that time, Indra was the demigod of all the he was the king of all demigods. And Virochan was the king of all the demons. They had heard that if a man can have really, he can realize what is Atma, then he will be Ajar Amar. No death, no birth, no nothing, no misery, nothing. And he can conquer the whole world. They heard this from Narada Rishi. And they asked Narada Rishi that where to have this knowledge. They told that Brahma can be. The boat went there. Brahma told that, oh, why you have come to me? They told both that I have come to receive the knowledge of Brahma and Atma. And if it is received, then we will conquer the whole world, everything. And we will never die. Yes. This thing is that. But it is so secret. So you should go, and after 25 years you should come. Be Brahmachari. And come to me after that. After 25 years they returned, they told that now you have not said. For 25 years, you should go and say it for me. And they are very good dresses. And come to me. When they came, set and very good dresses, now they were looking beautiful. They told that you are seeing in the mirror that how beautiful you are. Yes, this is Brahma, this is Atma. And try to satisfy this Atma. You are Atma, this body. both the length, but Indra was not satisfied. He returned from the midway again. But Virochan never returned. He went to his kingdom and told to all that I have known Arjuna. Now I am Ajar Amar. Eat, drink and be merry. Eat, drink and be merry. This body is Brahma, Atma, because Brahma is soul. And he began to speak, eat, drink and merry, taking this body that I am this. उन्होंने समझा कि मैं ही आत्मा हूँ, शरीर ही सर्वस्व है, शरीर को खिलाने पिलाने से, आराम करने से, सुंदर बनाने से ठीक रहेगा. And he preached, and then yet there all bunch of us descended or falling there. So those who are eating, drinking and marrying, making money, and at last they die, again they take birth, they are the descendants of Virochan. And those who are in descendants of Indra, Indra returned and told. You told that Atma is Ajar Amar, he does not have to transfer. कोई उसका अदल बदल नहीं होता सनातन. But I am thinking that this body has birth and death, sorrow and suffering. He has growth and at last decay also, so it cannot be Brahma. Oh yes, that is right. Come after 25 years. He came after 25 years. Then he told that in dream, you see that a person is seeing dream. Sometimes going here, there. So this is Brahma. Oh. But in the way he thought that in dream, sometimes we are thinking that my one is cutting my head. That time I am suffering so much, and after that something again. So it cannot be sanatana, nitya. Suffering and sorrows are there. So it should not be Atma. Again he said. And again he folded his hand and oh, this dream purush cannot be Atma. Because there are so many things, sometimes we see that anyone has murdered this. So suffering and sorrow. And if there is no dream, we are threatened. Then we are saying no dream. So it must not be Atma. Oh yes, you are telling right. Come on. After 25 years again with Brahmacharya. At that time he was thinking, what is Brahma? What is Brahma? Then he again came, then he told that when we are have no dream but we are sleeping fully. Then no realization, nothing. Then that person who is breathing, he is Atma. He will come. But from midway he again returned. At that time, there is no person to realize anything, no realization. But Atma has gyan, knowledge, everything. So it cannot be Brahma. Now you can come. And he told that he is not body, but inside, who has this knowledge. I cannot see Brahma, but from I he can see all this. Mind cannot work, but when Atma is there, mind can work. He can go an inch ahead if there is no Atma. So Atma is controller and knowing of this body. And he is the part and parcel of Parabrahma, that is Krishna. go on going, chanting name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram. Try to learn Gita and after that Srimad Bhagavatam. You should follow the pastimes of Krishna. Yes, follow. Automatically Jnana will come, Bhakti will come, and by this everything. So in Srimad Bhagavatam it has written all these things, that Krishna descends to this world only to show that I am taking all the services what the Prajvati give to me. He is the son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba. He is the Sakha of Siddham and Subal. And he is beloved of Gopis. In these three, and moreover one, Dasya Bhava. We have any of them in our Atma. But now we have forgotten this. Krishna Bholi says, you are not able. But for what reason you have come to this world, descended to this world, taken birth and death, and the legs, and feeling sorrows and suffering? You should remember Krishna. How can? By name. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam. Etat nirvidyamananam ichatam akuto bhayam yoginam nirnitam hare namam kirtanam. For all persons, whether they may be women or men, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Isai, anyone, Atma is same, like them all, part and parcel of Krishna. We are forgotten now. So, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Godhead means Godman. G-O-D, G generator, O
operator,
and D destructor of this whole world. Same in Christianity, same in Mahindanu, everywhere. Krishna has said, because it, in Indian scriptures, in Vedas, it has written, Sat eva samma idam agrasi. It has written there. Also in Bible, it has written, God created man after his own image, he has image, and after that he has manusma. And Quran also, God has said, Inna raha khalaka min surathi. In Quran ayat, it has been written that God has said, after so many births, Khuda calls all, and he hears what you have done, what you have not done, and he punish and he rewards. If he has no say, no attributes, no qualities, then how he can do? So we have some relation, and the potency of that relation is in our Atma. And that is, we are serving Krishna, Sarvetar. He is Prabhu Vyakas. Eternally we have this relation. This relation, especially in three, Sakha, Vatsalya and Madhu, are there in our Atma. Because our religion is praying, Krishna Prayojan. In this world we see that even any living being wants happiness. Anyone does not want to have calamity, suffering, and but will have to suffer. Anyone does not. Dukh koi nahi chahta, sabhi sukh chahte hain. Kyon? Sukhi hamara swarup hai. Kyonki happiness is our life, everything. So if a tiger, very ferocious tiger, in forest, he will kill other human beings and all others, but he will not kill his wife and his children. We see that there are so many attacks in India. I don't know where here is that attack but more than that earth. They can shoot, they can take blood of all in a very strict way, strictly way. They can take. But they want to love their children and their wives. So, a grass, a creeper, a tree, all has potency of prem in them. All they want sukh and happiness. And this happiness is called ananda. And this ananda is called prema, love and affection. So the religion of all persons, all human beings, is affection and love. Krishna has come to show this thing. Dear, she used to love Krishna, peacocks, all the creatures of Vrindavan, trees used to come like this in the lotus feet of Krishna, giving Pushpanjali in the lotus feet of Krishna. Everyone. So all acharyas from Brahma to Narada to Vyas to Sukadeva Goswami, and after that Madhvacharya, and after that Sri Madhvendra Puripad, Ishwar Puripad, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, and Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Krishna Das, Abhiraj Goswami, Ji Goswami, after that Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Thakur, Srinivasacharya, after that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his line, Balde Vidya Bhushan, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, then Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and our Guruji, and then Swamiji. Only for this mission. He was generous. He was so kind, merciful to all. He lived his country. He used to live in Vrindavan, Mathura. He lived that thing. He came to Western country. With this big and actual this message from Krishna. He was not an ordinary person. It seems that in the beginning, I know him from 1946, about 55 years, more than that. I have helped him so much, I have served him so much. When he was a beggar, a street beggar, no fighting with him. His son and his wife left him. He wanted to make a very good family. But Krishna wanted that you should come and preach my thing. You should not be involved in this family thing. So he called. What he did, he became fell in worldly things. He was so learned person and qualified person and everything. He made a medical carkhana. No pharmacy. Big factory. Bengal chemical, and he used to work there. But he fell. Then he came to Allahabad. He began a very good medical house. It was also for health. Then he made so many medicines and used to give door to door. This was also for health. When everything failed, he came to Mathura. Why it came? Because I told that you should take at once renounce order and sannyas. I requested him. You are so great learned, and I know that Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has told you to preach in Western countries long basis. So you should take sannyas. In the meantime, our Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pasisam Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Kain, Bhakti Prajnan Kesava Goswami has said, he also tells the same. Then he began to think what to do. And all, when I was alone, he told me this story. This is really what I told to him. What he did, he was become self, his self. So I read a slok. He told that I was remembering a slok in Srimad Bhagavatam. What was that? Yada jasya anugrahani hari shetad dharam sharai. To whom I had mercy, I take all the things what he used to. And I make them the street breakers. He told that, oh, I must tell you. And this came to my head. What should I do? Then I told that you should follow your Gurudev's order. And then our Guru Maharaj insisted. And then old up man of 95, he told that if you will take sannyas, I will take with you sannyas. And he was Muni Maharaj. He was broad brother of Swamiji. Then he told him, yes, I will take. Then on Purnima, this sort of call, they were ready and Guru Maharaj gave them the non-trouble. And he then came to Jhansi and then he went to Delhi and he published 3 volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam in ordinary paper because he was penniless. And then he came to Vrindavan in the Bhajan Kuti of Rupa Goswami, where I also used to meet him. I used to help him because he is nothing. I used to put my chadar on which we used to sit and speak, and he used to write Srimad Bhagavatam. We both used to cook each other. He used to do like this, Dilma, and I was cooking chapati and giving ghee, because without ghee and sugar he could not take anything. He was very
fond of
fish and all others. He used to cook so many good things. He was a very good cooker. He knew that I will have to go to Vrindavan, I will have to cook, and I will have to help Srimati Radhika. So, Krishnadasa Viraj Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and all others. All of them are good cookers. I used to cook for my Gurudev, so delicious. And Swamiji also. And after that we used to do kirtan. I sent him so many books. He so many books, khol, kartal, duties, so many things. So now I was with him for more than 40 years. I know him, who is he, how he is. He has a special mercy of his Gurudev and his Krishna. So in very few little time, he preached all over the world. If he want to, Sarva Krishna, he should try to read his books, all of his lectures and teachings. I come to help them who are now in nervous state. They are going to be derailed. And also to, I have come here with so many messages. One, I will have to go the places where Swamiji has gone. And this is telling grimace to me. A very sacred tip, I will go and take that here. Secondly, I will have to preach Vedic culture and knowledge. That is in Gita and Bhagavata and Upanishad. Very easy. But ordinary person cannot take it. And also to tie all the devotees who have relation with Swamiji, but now they are bewildered, not having any power. Gradually they are lost, losing their faith in Krishna consciousness. They gave me so many, hundreds of them. They wrote me letters to come. They went to me personally and told me, requested me to come to Western countries And I think that he has called me, especially Swami. And Krishna has arranged, because all arrangements are going on. So I think that my mission is going well, and so many persons are coming to me to hear, and they are so glad to hear me. So I am so glad. When I went to Holland, when I went to England, everywhere they received me. So they welcomed me and they heard me patiently. And thousands of persons were dancing and chanting Hari name. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So I was in Houston also. Hindi community, whether they are Madrasi, Sikh, or any Madrasi, Bengali, Bihari, Gujarati, all invited me. I went to their mandir and explained the Hari Katha, Srimad Bhagavatam, and they became so pleased, like I am God, demigod, and they honored me so much in their homes. They everywhere greeted me. They were telling me that you should have to give a word that you will have to come again and again. We will arrange everything. I told them, I will see. If Krishna arranges, then again I will come. I'm so glad that so many persons are here, hearing my katha. If I was telling in Hindi, then very, very melody and very sweet Hari Katha, Krishna Katha. I cannot speak so fluently English. My English is so poor and lame. So I think that if Hindi, Gujarati, anyone, Indian, in that temple, please, will invite me, I will go there and tell Hari Katha, Atma Katha, Gita Katha, Bhagavat Katha, Ramayana Katha, everything. Same thing. What Ramayana has told, Srimad Bhagavat has told the same. Vedas and Upanishads has told. And this is the message of Swamiji, and has to come to give the same thing to public. From tomorrow, perhaps they will have some, they will manage some classes here and there. They will manage how many days I will have to be here. And after that, California and so many places. Also in Canada, they have invited me.
You're in Canada.
I will try to tell Hari Katha. So I'm so pleased to hear and to see so many devotees here. Gaur Pranam. Who is the Nagar and Srimati Radhika is? Has loved life Nagar. So Krishna. Krishna is Nagar, she is Nagar. She is beloved, she is blessed. Who is living in Vrindavan, always playing in force and always searching something from his crooked eyes, taking everyone's heart easy. So we should do this bandana. Very good bandana. And Srimati Radhika bandana. Munindra Vinda Bandita. Very slow, very slow. Anangaranga Mangala Prasanga Bandana. Makheshwari, Kriyeshwari, Sudheshwari, Sureshwari, Trived Bharatishwari, Pramana Sasaneshwari, Rameshwari, Kshameshwari, Pramodakananeshwari, Vajeshwari, Vajadipe, Shiradi. If you want bhakti, pure bhakti, pure devotion in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika and Krishna, you will have to do bandana like this. And also like this. Gauranga bolite habe. You should do.
Can I do
about Adi Chaturtha? That Krishna was Rasik Shekhar.
ocean of rush and testing all the rasas, ocean of rasic dekhar. And also he was Paramakarun, he was so merciful. Anyone is like, not like as Krishna, as his Karun, as his merciful. So Krishna is in the top of all who are merciful. And that is why he came to this, descended to this world to prem ras nirjas karite aspadan. This is 15th prayer. You have brought the Swamiji.
Vrindavan has it.
You have? Swamiji is writing also the same thing. We are not different. Prem ras nirjas karite aspadan and Rajmarg Bhakti Loke Karite Pracharan. He has come to test all the rasas, Sant, Das, Sakha, Vatsal and Madhur. His tester, only he is enjoyer and all are enjoyers. His objective and all are objective, no,
reservoir.
But Srimati Radhika is in the top, no? Reservoir. So when he will test Madhur Rush in the mood of Srimati Radhika, the highest affection, love of Mahabhav, more than that, Madan Mudan, and by this, all activities, he will teach the whole world Raj Marga Bhakti. How to achieve Raj, meaning actual love, topest affection to the qualified person. Those who have only Shraddha, he has come to preach these things. What thing? Rag Marga. What is Marg? Marg means way, by which we can go to that Rag. That Rag is in Subal Siddham, Nandav Jasoda and in Gopis, especially in Radhika. So that way he has come to preach. And that Rag to test. No? What he has written in his Anubhav is in translation.
Translation. The Lord's desire to appear was born from two reasons. He wanted to taste the sweet essence of the mellows of love of God, and he wanted to propagate devotional service in the world on the platform of spontaneous attraction. Thus he is known as supremely jubilant Rasik Shekhar and as most merciful of all, Parama Karuna.
I'm telling the same what he is telling. You are saying? Yes, you are marking that I am not telling anything different from him. And if he has come from this, for this motive, having this mode, Rupa Goswami has told all these things. So if I am reading the same thing, reading only, giving like postman I am giving, that you should learn the way. We should try to learn the way which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give. Then how? It is anything else preaching? Same thing. He is telling that. Aishwarya Sithale Nahi Mor Prita. He is telling that. Previously, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come, all world used to do bhakti to Krishna. But that bhakti was with appellants. What is appellant? Krishna is himself God. He is incarnation of God, or he has come descendant from Narayan. Narayan has also come in the shape of Krishna. He is the part and part of Narayan, Karnabhishayi Narayan. Some tell so many things later. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not descended to this world, all were doing like bhakti, like this. That Krishna is God, Ram is God, Shankar is God, and all are gods, and having bhakti. Some of Ramanuj, Madhvacharya and all were doing bhakti, but not to Krishna, to Narayan. And they think that they understand like this, they have more, that Krishna has come from Narayan. This as per my bhakti. If anyone knew, like Goda Devi of Ramanuj, that Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead, but knowing that he is God, they did not know that Krishna is the son of Nanda and Yashoda and the beloved of gopis. So by this appellants, Krishna cannot be controlled. He will never be Vasibhut controlled. Who is thinking? Krishna is himself after his pastime. Those who take me, that I am Ishwar, Paramatma, God, Paramuk, Jagannath, there will be appellants. And there will be the wall between ourselves and Krishna. And that is why I am not controlled by them. I become some happy. I am happy with the behavior of Sabari. Sabari, you know? Sabari? But not controlled by them, because she knows that, oh, I am Prabhu and she is very lower. Amakete deje bhakta jai bhave bhaje, tare se bhave bhaji, e madhusa bhave. I have